Angoon is a largely Tlingit village on Admiralty Island, about halfway between Juneau and Sitka. Its 450 or so residents pay high rates for diesel-generated electricity and have one of the region's highest levels of unemployment. Those problems have been part of City Council debates this month about the community's role in a controversial hydroelectric development about 70 miles to the southeast.
The council is looking to the future and trying to find solutions to future problems as well as taking care of today's business.
Albert Howard is Angoon's mayor and part of a city council majority that supports developing Ruth Lake.
The reason we took a look at it and decided it would be an advantage is it would bring revenue into the city of Angoon. It wasn't ever intended to bring electricity here, although that is possible if we get the intertie.
Angoon beat out Petersburg and Wrangell last year for the initial federal permit needed to develop the large and expensive project. It also won the same type of permit toward developing nearby Scenery Lake. They're two of several potential hydro sites at Thomas Bay, about 15 miles northeast of Petersburg. Angoon is also interested in a smaller, cheaper hydropower project being developed much closer to town by its village native corporation.
I can't see people are in power in either the federal grants or in the state grants, look at two Angoon projects and say, shall we fund both of them?
Angoon's Albert Kukesh represents the community and more than 100 others in the state senate.
I see the possibility of one project getting funded. And the one that's right in our backyard in Angoon is the Thayer Lake project, which was congressionally granted. Coots New Inc. owns the land in there and the property and the right to develop that. And it would eventually provide low-cost electricity to the residents of Angoon without much of a transmission line.
Kukesh wrote Angoon City Council asking it to drop its interest in Ruth Lake. He said lawmakers would not support Thayer Lake unless the community allows Petersburg to take the lead on the larger project. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who writes most of the legislature's capital budget, says his support is not tied to Angoon dropping the larger project. But he says there's no way state money will go to Angoon's Ruth Lake plan.
It's not fair for communities in the state to go to the legislature to get tens of millions of dollars in funding to build large infrastructure projects, hydros in particular, and then to sell the power to other communities just to profit off it, to bring the money back home to run City Hall.
Stedman, who represents Petersburg and Wrangell, wants the two communities to develop Ruth Lake. Howard, the Angoon mayor, says the two hydro projects are separate. He says the city is not involved in Thayer Lake, though it does support the effort. He has no plans to turn Ruth Lake over to anyone, but he's willing to share management.
That was just an option. I mean, we've taken a good look at other options. We've always, there's always a solution to a problem. So one of them was to share it with Kate, Petersburg, and Wrangell and have a four-way deal on it.
Angoon officials are working with staff from the private company Cascade Creek on the Ruth Lake project, and that's part of the controversy. Former Mayor Maxine Thompson says the company persuaded village leaders into an expensive and dangerous investment.
Our community cannot afford to build another project for somebody's personal gain. And when I say somebody, I don't even know who that somebody is. And our community needs to see this, these people. You know, what are they bringing to the table? From what we see at present, we are being led by others for the benefit of their interests.
Cascade Creek, with offices in Juneau and Washington State, is pursuing several other hydro projects in the area. It wants to serve southeast markets as well as sell electricity to the mainland power grid in cooperation with Angoon.
They're a proud community, they have a proud history, and why shouldn't they be in charge of their own destiny?
Duff Mitchell is Business Development Director for Cascade Creek and a consultant to Angoon.
Now, Ruth Lake and Scenery Lake will produce cash revenues for them that that city can use for whatever they want. They have one of the highest unemployments in southeast Alaska. It's over 80%. They have one of the highest energy costs. And I applaud them for opening the door to look at how they can take care of themselves rather than ask others to take care of them.
He says Thayer Lake is also a good project, but it won't provide enough power for Angoon. And someday, maybe a few decades from now, a regional grid could bring Ruth Lake power to town. Opponents, including Kukesh and Village Representative Bill Thomas, say that's unlikely. The main barrier is the distance, including the high cost of crossing wide, deep marine channels with underwater lines. Petersburg and Wrangell's municipal governments recently decided to send representatives to Angoon to talk about Ruth Lake. They hope to convince the mayor and council majorities to let the project be developed by the closer communities. Howard says he's willing to listen, but he doesn't expect to change his mind.
I'm always interested in meeting with them. I haven't been contacted about that. I've heard about it. So, you know, kind of interesting that we've been left out of that process. I mean, I'm sure the council would have allowed me to go down there and speak with them. I've been down there on another occasion talking on that same subject.
Howard and some other council members also have some talking to do in their own town. Local complaints, including from Angoon's Tlingit-Haida Community Council, are leading to a review of the situation, including whether the public process has been properly followed. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.